Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So this is The Good, the Dad and the Ugly Baby Bites. And we're just here, me and Jamie, in the studio to talk about prams, because you went to John Lewis the other day, didn't you, Jay?
Yeah, I went, did that the nursery advice thing that they offer, which we had to book an appointment for at 9 o'clock in the morning at Stratford Westfield, which was very early on a Saturday morning. But yeah, no, it was an experience, I tell you. 2 hours walking around John Lewis looking at stuff and getting advice from people there, and yeah, it's quite good actually if you're like a soon-to-be parent.
Did you? So you found that they were quite helpful in terms of...
Yeah, definitely. It was fine. I was just knackered and I just wanted coffee and I was just looking around all these things, and you give us a zapper to kind of like beep in the barcode of whatever it is, and it adds it to this shopping list that they then email you, and you can then tick off what you have and haven't bought or send it to people and go, oh, yeah, everyone buy this. It was a bit, you know, that bit was a bit pointless, but because we're not going to do that. But it was good to get our heads around kind of what we needed and what there was available and that kind of thing. Kind of, there's a few things, but mainly for prams, to be honest with you, because we've been given so much information about... What pram do you have?
We have an Upper Baby Cruise.
What, is that the name of the make or...?
That's the name of the make and model. So Upper Baby is the brand, and then the Cruise is... the sort of single baby model that they do, because you can get, I think it's a Vista, which is for like two babies if you're planning that far ahead,
right?
But yeah, we did the John Lewis thing as well, but I don't think we did it as professionally as you. We didn't book an appointment. We just turned up on a Saturday, and then we just went up to like the baby floor and just waited until someone was available and just sort of cornered them.
I thought you were going to say you went on someone else's tour. So
no,
like, you like hung up behind them just getting all the information that these guys were getting.
I mean, evidently everybody else there was just there hanging around, because there wasn't people like there waiting a specific time. People just sort of turned up and were waiting. But we did think that. We did think we could just sort of piggyback on the back of these other people.
Yeah.
But then I kind of thought that's a bit weird. Yeah. And also we would have like cut in halfway through and then missed like presumably some of the really good...
Yeah, sorry, can you just repeat
that? Can you just go back to the beginning?
Yeah. No, we had an appointment and it was, as I said, it was very early. But it was good. And yeah, we tried out some buggies and you kind of walk around and it's a bit weird because you kind of think, oh, what would I feel like walking around London with this? And it's just a bit... The only pram that I was ever before this, because everyone, pram mate, was Bugaboo.
Right,
that's what everyone goes on about.
Yeah.
Bugaboo.
Like the Beckhams, I think, have got a Bugaboo.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, well then, yeah. But it's quite funny, actually. Outside my flat in Holloway, there's a big billboard, like, right by our flat. And it's always been about for, like, Subway or for, like, KFC or whatever. And I swear to God, you know those... You know everyone says, like, Facebook and that are spying on you by... They can listen to what you're chatting about on your phone through,
what?
Like... Yeah. So people say that, like, if you've got the Facebook Messenger app on your phone, it can listen into what you're saying.
Fucking
hell. Like, the microphone listens into what you're saying, so it can, like, target you more in adverts. And also, we got the Amazon Alexa.
Is that why I keep seeing adverts for massive 12-inch dildos?
Exactly. That's what it is. Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So we got the Amazon Alexa, and that listens to everything you're saying, so that Amazon can target.
Right.
Anyway... Point is, big billboard is now, and it has been pretty much, I'd say, a month, 2 months into finding out we're pregnant, has been eye candy, buggy.
Right, okay, so they're trying to sell you that for some reason.
They've found out where we lived, they've heard us talking about being pregnant, and they've just put a whopping great big billboard up, eye candy, and it's like it... two cool young looking, so it's not like aimed at us, but
right, okay,
you know,
people that you want to be,
yeah, exactly, by the London Eye, you're like, oh, hipsters,
and you're like, if we just bought the eye candy, we'd yeah. be like, so does it have
so
it
long
work?
Story short, long story short, we're buying the eye candy, and that's the bugger. No, we're not, we're going for, I think, it's the City Jogger,
right,
GT,
yeah,
the three wheeler bad boy.
And why, what's attracted you to the three wheels?
Well, first of all, people have told us, like friends of ours have basically said, it's great for London because you can just zip around and also it's...
It folds up really well.
You literally just pull up in the middle and it goes straight into a...
So if you're getting on the bus, London
exactly,
bus.
Exactly, or the tube or whatever, like yeah. I can imagine it being wicked. And also you can zip around. But apparently also you shouldn't hang your shopping on it. Not that
I... That's what I was going to say, because when we went in, the guy said to us, you know, what are you looking for? And we described the various things that we wanted.
Yeah.
And one of them was something that we could kind of carry shopping and stuff in. I think that's quite a common thing. And like if you go out to the supermarket yeah. or whatever, you get a few groceries.
Yeah.
And so you might want to hang stuff on the side or put... And they said, if you're doing that, then you're probably better off with a four-wheeler because it's more sturdy.
Right.
But, you know, it depends what your priority is, basically.
Exactly, it's horses for courses. But I don't know, I got sold into this one, this, I think it's called the Yo-Yo or something, that basically you kind of, it folds up into something that you can then put on your shoulder. Like, it's got a little strap.
That's quite
And
sick.
Also, you can put it in the overhead lockers in airplanes.
Amazing.
And you can take it on as hand luggage. So you're not waiting around at the end.
But is that then quite a good one, like a sort of extra one for holidays?
No. That's like your... No.
That's like the primary
cost.
One.
Well, I guess some people might do it if they can afford two, like, really expensive buggies, but...
I have heard of people doing that, like, yeah. just buying buggies, like for all occasions. Just yeah. every... I mean, obviously not, like, normal people.
Yeah.
David Beckham, yeah.
I wish I was David Beckham.
Do you really?
No. I kind of... Just to have sometimes the lifestyle that he has would be kind of cool.
Did you see the thing the other day about he got caught out with the, like emailing somebody?
Yeah, about his OBE.
Yeah, that's a bit
hilarious.
That's brilliant. Because the thing is, basically, since he rebuilt his reputation from when he got sent off,
yeah,
he's basically done nothing wrong.
Yeah, he's
until
been
now.
Yeah,
until
yeah.
now. That's
and
like,
everyone goes, oh yeah, that's David Beckham. Yeah, right, get it. Yeah, that was quite funny. So I wouldn't want that part of his life, but I'd want his pram game.
Right, and his abs.
And his abs. I once saw him, actually, close by here, and no joke, I cycled past him, and I cycled, it was in, like, Fitzrovia, which is in London, and I cycled up, and there was this guy, like, just dawdling in the middle of the road, and it's a cycle, like, cars can't go down this road, but cyclists can. And I love going down this road when there are pedestrians there when I'm cycling. Just being like, get out of the way, move it. You know, being like a really obnoxious cyclist.
Yeah.
And there was this guy there. And at first, for some reason, I thought it was Peter Andre. Like from a distance. I don't know what, don't ask me why. And I just saw him and I thought, oh, get out of the way. So I cycled really close to him to make a point that, dude, this is for cyclists, you dickhead. And I got within about 2 yards of him and I went, oh my God, it's David Beckham. And he was wearing...
Did you almost fall off your bike?
No joke. It's one of the 3 times in my life that I've been genuinely starstruck. Like, genuinely starstruck.
Did you stop and say hello?
No, but I looked back and some guy was literally like, oh my God. Like, gave him a proper, like, point and look.
Alice, my girlfriend, has met him before.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Weirdly, in Wellington.
Ah, New Zealand.
In New Zealand, which is where she's from.
Yeah.
She was at a work party... I think it was the NZX, which is the New Zealand Stock Exchange party.
Right.
And they were in this kind of fancy hotel for like a Christmas party or something. Yeah. And obviously Christmas there is in the summer.
Yeah.
And the hotel happened to be hosting the LA Galaxy.
Yeah.
Who had gone there to do like a kind of, you know, showpiece match or whatever. Yeah. And David Beckham was there. And she was at this party and then had gone to the toilets or something with some friends and then were coming back and there was like a few people milling around like in sort of, you know, in the middle of nowhere.
They're
like, what's going on over there? And they went over and it's just David Beckham.
Wicked.
So she's got this photo of her with David Beckham.
Amazing.
Yeah. I've never met anyone like that, I don't think, like that famous.
Mm. Yeah, he's probably the... I never met him. I saw him once before, but that was... I was working and he kind of walked past. It was at an England kit launch. And he walked by. And I thought he was a dickhead when he's a footballer. So I was like, David Beckham. But I was chatting to David James at the time. I was like, that's kind of cool. Anyway, point is, saw him in Fitzrovia and genuinely starstruck. And also, like, surprised at how good looking I thought he was. Like, he is a good looking man.
Of course he is, man.
Yeah, but in real life. Anyway, I think we're getting sidetracked. Point is, The City Jogger is, I think, the one that...
What are you going to do? But you're going to buy... Because what we did, we had a number of buggies in mind, including the Upper Baby, which is what we got, but also the Bugaboo. Mm. We thought, we'll narrow it down to these like two or three buggies, and then we'll just get a second-hand one.
Yeah.
And that's what we did. So we went on like Gumtree and just like looked in our local area until one came up. And we just thought, whichever one comes up for a reasonable amount of money, because they're expensive, these things, we'll just get that one. We'll get the cheapest one.
Yeah.
And that's how we did it. And it's been like, it's a really good buggy. So.
Yeah. Well, I found myself I've become a buggy snob.
And a buggy spotter.
And a buggy spotter. Honestly,
I've had that, yeah.
Honestly, it's so weird. I used to do it with bikes. I used to go down the road. When I got a bike, like a nice road bike, I'd be looking at it and I'd be like, oh, nice, nice. Oh, yeah, Specialized, cool. Oh, that's a you know, only one with one gears, cool, nice. And I'd spot them and think, oh, that's a really expensive one. I know that. I'm doing it with bike. I'm walking down the road and I'm like, I know how much that is. That's shit. You can't, you know. Yeah. Oh, and then I'd be like, oh, shit, they've got the GT, like, extra one. Sick. Yeah, I'm getting really excited by it, and also I'm judging people on their buggy choice.
Yeah,
I'm thinking, nah, this is completely the wrong buggy. You've gone for the completely wrong choice because it's the eye candy or whatever. Whereas I know there are better buggies than that. Even though eye candy do good buggies, and I'm just becoming I'm hating myself.
I think you've gone into that hole worse than I did, but I definitely had that where I was like walking around and just noticing the buggy that everybody has.
Yeah, it's weird.
But the thing is, the good thing is. That you'll be pleased to know is that it does wear off.
Yeah.
So like now that we've got a buggy and we're using it and we're happy with it, I don't really do that anymore. Except if I spot someone else with an Upper Baby and I'm like, yeah.
Do you give them a little look?
We give them a little look. Yeah.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
I know. Nice. Didn't you have a thing on the bus the other day with the buggy?
Yeah. That's a funny story actually. This is quite early on actually, because it was when I was still on paternity leave. So I think it was like week three. And we decided to brave going to the cinema to one of those sort of baby-friendly showings, which was kind of an experience.
What did you see?
We went to see La La Land.
Oh, yeah.
And it was an experience in itself. But on the way back, Alice had basically had enough. It was a really cold day, I think. It had basically been pretty much snowing that day. And Alice was, like, really keen to get back. But I had a few kind of, like, little chores to do in Brixton. And so she decided she'd take the baby back in a sling and I would go home by myself a bit later with the buggy because we'd come out with the buggy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got the bus back from Brixton and it was a really busy bus. And luckily, you know, you're only allowed to have like two buggies on each bus. There was only one buggy on there, so I knew I could get on. But like people had to move out the way and there was a lady there with her buggy and she had to kind of move her buggy out the way to get it in. But she was all apologetic and like, I'm really, really sorry. And I was like, oh, no, it's fine, it's fine. And I sort of realised, it dawned on me that this was going to be a bit embarrassing because as I wheeled the buggy onto the bus, she sort of like peered her head around to look in to see the lovely baby that was inside. And of course, there wasn't a baby in there, or at least... She didn't know that for sure. She couldn't see a baby. Like, the baby could have been hiding. But then I realised as well, that sort of looked slightly irresponsible from my point of view. Yeah, I had a baby in there that I didn't even care if I could see. It was hiding under the...
And then you start stacking, like, all your shopping on top of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There was stuff in there as well, like my scarf and, like, a bag. And then she kept looking like during the bus ride, she kept sort of peering in. And it was, and I said, it was a really busy bus. There were other people who sort of were walking past and like looking in. And I could see them out the corner of my eye sort of peering in and sort of looking at me thinking, what is this guy? What's his game?
Yeah.
And then Will, like our mate who was on our podcast previously, he said to, when I told him the story, he said, like, what would you have done if another person had wanted to get on the bus with an actual baby?
Good point.
And I was like, yeah, it was a good point because I actually hadn't really thought about it. But I was like, well, why should I get off the bus? And he was like, well, because they've got a baby, which is a fair point.
Yeah, but it's
like,
about the pram.
But that's the thing. It's about the pram. It's like I've got admittedly, like they do have a probably slightly stronger case. And like if it had come to it and we were both waiting for the bus together, I would have said to them, you go, you've got the baby. But I'm already on the bus.
Yeah, that's your space.
I'm already there. And I've got I wasn't going to walk home in the car. As I said, it was snowing.
Yeah.
No,
I think I'd have done the same.
But that must happen quite a lot, that people go out like with, and then like the mum takes the baby and you've left the bloody pram. It's a weird thing. But you do get people who will go out as well and pretend they've got babies as well, I think.
Yeah.
I wasn't doing that.
No.
But people might have thought that that's what I was doing.
Seth definitely has a baby.
I do have a baby.
Yeah.
Although the neighbours, like our upstairs neighbours, because Eliza's been relatively quiet, they actually said the other day, like, we're not even convinced you've got a baby because we haven't heard her once and we haven't seen you with her.
So what would be the point of pretending you have a baby just to never see them again? Sorry, mate, I got a baby, got to stay in. Yeah.
Well, they're not like especially. They're not really friends at all. Oh, right, okay. They're nice guys. They're Kiwis as well by chance. Mm.
Sounds like they're being quite nosy.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, okay. Maybe. Yeah, okay. Maybe. Yeah,
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.